Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They put the White House and the president in this position. And if they don't want further harm on their constituents back home, then they need to reopen the government. It's very simple. Pass the clean continuing resolution and all of this goes away. We would not be having these discussions here at the White House today if not for the Democrats voting to shut the government down. This is an unfortunate consequence. And the president and Russ Vogt will be meeting on that later today.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
Our form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Oh, Hans, good to have you back on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure, always happy to talk to you.
So I wanted to get your thoughts, your constitutional expertise on this government shutdown. Obviously, there's a lot of politics that have gone into the moment to get us where we are. But while the government is shut down, I continue to hear the OMB director, even from the president and the administration say, hey, if the government is shut down, that there can be some decisions that are made about things that are traditionally funded by the government, like firings, where instead of a furlough, if you get fired, then they can rehire whomever they want. Does that sound, am I getting that right?
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting about that is that several of the public employee unions who represent federal employees, they already filed a lawsuit claiming that the president can't use lack of funding to fire federal employees, which that just seems like a totally ridiculous claim, isn't it? If there's no money there to pay somebody, why in the world can't you fire them? I mean, I think it's a frivolous lawsuit, but it shows you how desperate they are to prevent that. And I've never seen as smart or clever a counter move as this president has made. Because, look, I've been in Washington for two decades. We've had government shutdowns frequently in the past, but never, ever has a president, particularly a Republican president, said, oh, okay, yeah, Democrats, you're not willing to approve a budget. You want to shut down the government? Well, I'm just going to use that to fire all these federal employees for whom there is currently no money.
Hmm. So you're saying this is it's a savvy move by the administration, but also what I'm seeing is, you know, I've heard Speaker Johnson repeat many times that this is a clean CR. I've heard the Democrat leadership say this is dirty pool that they're trying to the way they're not negotiating. Can you explain to us a little bit just, you know, the power of the purse is one of the greatest assets that Congress has, being very close to the people. What is this CR? If you're looking at what the Republicans are trying to do here versus what the Democrats are trying to do, how does this play out constitutionally to get us to the place where we can pass all of the final 12 bills that need to be done?
Look, there's a real simple way for folks to understand this, even though the budget is enormous. What the Republicans are proposing, a CR, continuing resolution, means funding for all government programs and government agencies will continue exactly as it currently is. No increases in funding. And what the Democrats have been pushing for is they want all this extra funding put in. They want funding put in particular, for what the Biden administration was doing, which got cut out recently, funding for health benefits for illegal aliens. That was cut in prior budget deals and by law, and the Democrats want that restored. So they don't want the current funding levels continued as they have been. They want more money put in, and basically it's for funding healthcare for illegal aliens. That's what this whole thing boils down to.
Hans, this is Ryan. I have heard the president say that one of the reasons that they don't want a shutdown is because, well, shoot, this is a lot of our priorities that now don't have funding that we just passed in the big, beautiful bill and all that.
Right.
What exactly cannot be done that the president wants to get done that, you know, he has to wait until there's funding for?
Well, part of, look, what's his biggest priority been? It's been enforcement of our immigration laws. And we've had huge numbers of federal law enforcement agents, not just from ICE, but from many other departments, getting involved in helping to do that. Well, they're still out there working, doing this, but they're not getting paid. So that is a problem. You know, I really feel for example, ICE agents who are not only getting assaulted and shot at in all these liberal cities around the country, but now they're not getting a paycheck. And that does hamper efforts that the president is making. Also, remember, they've been trying to restore the wall at places along the border that the Biden administration, where they took it down or refused to install it, that's also going to stop while there's no funding for government programs. Now, people need to understand necessary work continues. So people will still keep getting their Social Security benefits. They'll still keep getting pension benefits if they're veterans. That does not stop even during a government shutdown because of federal law that says that has to continue.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. I'd like to shift gears here just a little bit and ask you just your thoughts where we are right now. I think the last time we talked to you, maybe James Comey had been indicted at that point. But he comes out and he says he's ready for a trial and he's innocent. Do you feel like that story, it seems like these things kind of pop up and it soaks up all of our attention for a minute and then they kind of go by the wayside. They're going to be hearings, subpoenas, and all that type of stuff. How is that effort by the Justice Department right now progressing, even when it's not the lead story? You think they're going to get to the bottom of this, and how long does that take before we get the next big story?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we do know that the president has not been shy about this, and that when, for example, the acting U.S. attorney in Virginia was not going forward with the investigation indictment of James Comey, the president replaced him. So he's clearly pushing, and people understand, the people who work in the Justice Department elsewhere, that they've got to move along on this. And look, they are having all kinds of information come out. Look, something that just got buried is, remember, 2 weeks ago, the Senate released information they'd gotten from the FBI showing that Jack Smith targeted like 100 conservative organizations with secret subpoenas to get, for example, their bank records, including, of all things, the Republican Attorney General's Association. That was one of the most outrageous abuses of federal power I have ever seen. And that only came out because this administration is saying we're going to disclose the things that the Biden administration was doing. Mm.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. One last question with you about the judiciary, of course. Fox News is reporting that lawyers for President Donald Trump have asked the Supreme Court last week to review the legality of his executive order ending birthright citizenship. We know we got a ruling on kind of surrounding the idea of birthright citizenship, but not defining exactly what birthright citizenship was before. Fox News says it's a high-profile and controversial order that, if enacted, would have profound impacts on the lives of millions of Americans and lawful U.S. residents. What is your thought on this Supreme Court case, and what kind of judgment will the Supreme Court, what kind of question will they have to answer with this particular case?
Well, the key question is going to be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The citizenship clause is in the 14th Amendment. Remember, that was one of the post-Civil War amendments that was put in. And the key thing for them to look at is going to be the legislators who passed that amendment, 14th Amendment, in Congress. What did they mean that, what did they intend that provision to mean? And I think if they actually look at that history, they'll find that the later interpretation of it that started like in the 1940s that, oh yeah, everybody born in America is a citizen, is wrong. That was not the original intent of it. And I think if the Supreme Court does that, actually looks at the original intent, they will rule in the president's favor.
So this version of the birthright citizenship question in front of the Supreme Court could lead to a ruling on the definition of what birthright citizenship, according to the 14th Amendment, what that actually means.
That is exactly right. Yes.
Oh, man. Do you think, in your opinion, Hans, that let's say the ruling as you have articulated there, that they could see it from the initial intent coming, you know, as part of the 14th Amendment, the way the legislators intended it to be versus how it was interpreted later in the 20th century. Do you feel like that will have a retroactive application to people in the United States? Like, what do you do if that's defined that way? What happens to people who have had birthright citizenship under the current interpretation?
See, I think retroactivity would be too difficult to enforce. And I think if the Supreme Court actually comes out the right way on this, what they'll do is say, this is the correct interpretation from the date that this decision was issued. So, yeah, I don't think it'll affect people before the Supreme Court's decision, but going forward, I think it would. That's the easiest way for them to handle it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it would be up to the Supreme Court to determine the validity of the citizenship for people up to that point, or if the president could potentially, you know, offer an amnesty order or something that would say up until this point, but from here on out, we're going to do birthright citizenship this current interpretation way. It seems like
that's crazy
situation.
Yeah, but that's basically the way his attitude has been. I mean, you know, he's telling the State Department to issue or not issue passports based on his interpretation of the 14th Amendment. He's not telling them to go back and revoke passports that have already been issued to people under what he thinks is the wrong interpretation of that clause. So they're already acting going forward, not retroactively.
Well, we will wait and see. When will that ruling, when could we get that ruling? June?
The only thing we know is it'll be, the deadline will be June of next year. Otherwise, okay, you never know when the Supreme Court is going to issue a decision.
Oh, how exciting. Hans von Spakovsky, we appreciate you. Thanks for being with us again today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. That's going to be wild That is going to be a wild moment in the news cycle.
It is, because it's something that we all know is coming. You know, a lot of times news is just so sudden, you go, oh my gosh. But that's one we were watching for. You know, that question legally is such a big one. And the other one is, and it's not quite related, but it's in the same category, I would think, is counting illegal immigrants in the census. You know, that may end up at the Supreme Court, too. Those are two really big issues that we could see. What did he say? June was the latest?
Well, it's June's always, the end of June is always when we kind of get that big dump of rulings. But they could come before that. They just have to have it done by then.
Right.
I hadn't really thought about it until I was having that conversation with him. Like, okay, so if you determine what it is, what about the people who have lived their whole life? You know, like, I would call those like the ultimate DACA people, not the people who were brought here when they were young, unassuming, and have lived their whole life here. I mean, you've been told you're a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a citizen.
Then I wonder if they would be grandfathered. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the question to him. Like, what happens to those people? And he said that the president has never positioned this as if there would be a retroactive behavior done.
Yeah.
And my question to him being, does the Supreme Court make a ruling about what birthright citizenship is and a ruling about what happens next? Or does the president sign an executive order essentially pardoning, I would assume, pardon's not the right word, because those people, I don't think you could say were committing crimes if they were born here. And that's always been the interpretation since the, you know, air quotes, anchor baby idea has been part. So it's not like I wouldn't call those, that. I think those people are very different than those individuals who have come over here knowingly shirking the system. But in my opinion, that's definitely something that if I were the president, I would get ahead of. I would answer that question sooner than later. Say, we're talking about everything going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. Wiggins America next. Ryan is going to tell us about things that we won't need soon, and we're going to agree or disagree. Is that
okay.
right? Is that
yeah.
what you said?
Well, agree or disagree and see if you actually think you won't need these things.
Okay. Let's take a quick... What?
We're just going into the third segment.
Okay. Well, Wiggins America will be whenever we get to it.
Yay.
Which is really unlike any other day. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.